You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, January 6th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 29%. That was roughly the S&P 500's total return in 2021, which includes dividends. Some 9 percentage points of that total return came from just 5 mega-cap stocks. Those are Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, Alphabet, and Tesla. Each of those gained at least 35% last year. Those 5 companies are worth some $10 trillion combined. Add Meta Platforms and Amazon, and you get to more than $12 trillion in market value. It's almost a third of the S&P 500. Just a handful of stocks can have a big influence on the highly followed benchmark. That's good for investors when the big 7 have strong returns. But the opposite also holds true. It's important for investors to know what they own. Remember that the S&P 500 isn't actually as diversified as it might sound. The next number up is 0.1%. That was U.S. population growth from July 2020 to July 2021, according to the Census Bureau. It's the slowest rate of growth in history. Several states and regions saw much faster growth, however. Take Idaho, which saw an almost 3% increase in population over that year. That's not a result of a much higher birth rate in the state. Instead, Idaho's population jump has been fueled by domestic migration. Plenty of newly work-anywhere-empowered employees have picked up and moved from expensive coastal cities and flocked to smaller towns closer to nature in places like Idaho. That influx of new residents has put some major pressure on home prices. The median listing price in Idaho surged almost 20% last year, according to Realtor.com. That's more than double the national average. Our last number is less than 10%. That's how much lower Ford's U.S. vehicle deliveries were in the fourth quarter of 2021 compared with a year earlier. But that counted as good news. Automakers across the globe have had an extremely difficult time keeping their production going during the pandemic. Supply chain woes, semiconductor shortages, and labor issues have hit the entire industry. The result has been not enough supply of new vehicles to meet demand from customers. Automakers have missed out on sales, but Ford appears to be doing a better job of managing the disruption than its peers. The 10% year-over-year decline in deliveries compares well with General Motors, which reported a 43% drop in U.S. fourth quarter deliveries. The news sent Ford stock higher on Wednesday. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, January 6th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.